Welcome to the Government Technology Insider Podcast. I'm your host, Lucas Hunsaker. In this episode, we're diving into Wikibot, a tool that's set to revolutionize how teams manage documentation within a wiki environment. If you haven't heard of Wikibot before, you're not alone. Today, we'll explore its capabilities, how it works, and how it simplifies the lives of TE Synnex's distribution partners. Joining me for this conversation is Ruben Dedman, Technical Consulting Manager for Cisco DevNet at TE Synnex and the visionary behind Wikibot. Together, we'll uncover how this cutting-edge tool streamlines content creation, enhances documentation management, and fosters collaboration through automation. I hope you enjoy our conversation today. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with me again, Ruben. It's a pleasure to speak with you again.
Yeah, thank you, Lucas. I'm excited to share what we have been going on here at TE Synnex, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go ahead and jump into the first question. So Ruben, can you start by explaining the inspiration behind the Wikibot project and walk us through some of its core features?
Yeah, so the Wikibot project was inspired by a growing need for efficiency and accurate information retrieval. TD Synnex and Cisco are large organizations, and it's really easy to get confused about what information is what, and a lot of information is updating. So as there's so much vast information and documentation, it's very necessary for us to find relevant information quickly, and that's a huge challenge. So I wanted to create a Wikibot or a AI retrieval augmentation generation tool that made it easy for us to use natural language to get responses based off of the documentation that was in our wiki to help both internally and to help our partners get the information that they need. It provides real-time wiki integrations with LLM AI models. So when I use natural language in my chatbot, or you can use any type of front end you want. We also use WebEx, or if you want to attach something to your website that has a chatbot, you can also do that. But you just click on your chatbot, and you are able to ask questions in natural language, and you're able to receive the responses back based off of the documentation inside your vast amount of wiki data, or if you want to connect it to a database or documentations or websites, it doesn't matter. You have the freedom to connect this solution to any backend that you have in your business with your business data and get the information that you need right away. So it's a game changer. It's really been an awesome solution that we've been able to apply, and it's saving us a lot of time and helping us better serve our partners and our customers.
Yeah, that's awesome. So one of Wikibot's standout features is its ability to prevent duplication and maintain the relevance of documentation. So how does this functionality work in practice, and what impact does it have on teams' efficiency and collaboration?
So that was very important, because one of the issues we were facing were an individual would put documentation within the wiki or our documentation sources, and that would be duplication document, or they would search for it and they would find past documentation that wasn't updated in one area, and then they would find they would go with that because they wouldn't see the updated document in that same area, and then someone else would find the updated documentation in a different area. So the places that they were entered weren't consistent, which caused problems. So what we did was we set up the LLM model to access the wiki data and then, search the content analysis to see what content existed using semantic understanding of each of the documentation and the relationship that it had to other pieces of the information. And then it also did similarity detections, which asked questions towards the document with the AI to check for and detect similarity with existing content. These things helped them to see if the information was currently existing or if they needed to put it in there and or if the information needed to be updated. So they had this ability to ask if that documentation existed before they had before they start to update it or you know duplicate it. This saved us a lot of time and really help reduce the annoyance that comes with, you know, putting documentation in certain areas that it doesn't need to be and duplicating it. And this it's just basically provided intelligent suggestions on what the user should do instead of them playing the guessing game or having to search through the documentation for, you know, sometimes hours, and this reduced a lot of that time. It helped them to update the prompts more efficiently and effectively, and then also it helped them to create cross-linking between similar information that didn't exist or shouldn't exist in the areas that they would be adding their documentation. So there's a lot of solutions that this provided, and it really like helps our team to be more efficient, and it helps the documentation to read better and to help our clients better understand it when they don't have like experience with certain areas that the documentation would clear.
So in your view, how does Wikibot fit into the broader trend of AI adoption at TD SYNNEX and Cisco?
So Wikibot represents a significant step in like the broader trend of AI adoption at TD SYNNEX and Cisco, because it reflects several key aspects of how companies are leveraging AI to enhance their operations. Knowledge democratization. The Wikibot embodies the trend of using AI to make vast amounts of organizational knowledge accessible to all employees. And this aligns with the broader goal of breaking down information silos and empowering employees with quick access to relevant information. It also it increases productivity. So like many AI initiatives at our company, Wikibot aims to boost productivity by automating routine tasks. In this case, it's information retrieval and organization, and this allows employees, partners, and customers to focus on higher value activities that require human creativity and decision making instead of the monotonous tasks that we deal with. Personalized user experiences. Wikibot provides the ability to understand context and provide like tailored responses that reflect the broader trend of using AI to create more personalized experiences. Also, continuous learning and improvement. You're able to use natural language to continue to provide solutions instead of having to decipher what the documentation says and make your own interpretation. What you're able to do is you can actually create a model that your business uses, how you would typically answer these questions or go about solving certain problems. So when you compile that with the information in the documentation and the model of how to move forward, then you can actually, you know, solve a lot of the problems that you would typically have in the past, using natural language, a few sentences to solve complex problems, whereas in the past it would take, you know, days or weeks to compile a lot of this information and then create the steps necessary to provide the solutions or suggestions to your partners, you're able to streamline this process and really supercharge how you interact with your clients and internally to solve problems.
So the success of AI tools like Wikibot often depends on the existing processes and infrastructure in place. So Ruben, can you elaborate on why having a solid knowledge management system is crucial for effectively leveraging AI solutions?
It's so important because, you know, the quality of the data that you have, the Wikibot relies heavily on the quality of data that you've trained on. It's a well-organized knowledge management system that ensures that the input data is accurate and up-to-date and comprehensive. Using AI solutions, you're able to structure this information, and where you didn't have like the best practices, you can implement this new model that takes little time to understand how to create. And that's what we do at TD Synnex to help our partners implement this. We help them create these models and we help them to create accurate knowledge systems or improve their knowledge systems and continually keep them up to date and comprehensive so that they can implement these models and have their information constantly providing the correct output that they need. This is important because terminology within your documentation and how your employees interact with their customers, it stays consistent you know, how to reach the correct people, stay consistent. And that's how you implement all these solutions and provide a solid knowledge management system so that you are providing the correct solutions at the right time.
Now, as AI becomes more integrated into our everyday business operations, where do you see the role of tools like Wikibot evolving, and what future enhancements or capabilities are you excited about?
Yeah, this one is awesome because like there's so many enhancements. But as AI continues to integrate into everyday business, I think the Wikibot is poised for significant evolution. Here are a few that I can think of. Predictive information delivery. Future versions of the Wikibot could proactively provide information based on an employee's role, their current projects, and past queries. For example, it might notify a project manager about relevant updates to policies that affect their ongoing projects. You know, just for example, you know, we have certain partners that we work with Cisco, and sometimes there may be, you know, certain programs out there that are offering certain points or discounts on a product that they're selling. You know, they may not know these things. However, in the future, what that looks like is AI analyzing their LOA, which is the letter of authorization, which helps us to view their company and what product lines they've sold and how to recommend the right product lines for them to offer to their clients. And then if you tie that behind a solution that has discounts on the back end, then they can, or EAs where they can sell enterprise agreements, you know, you can start saying, okay, well, you can sell this enterprise agreement with this discount in the back end, and this is a good solution or good go-to-market for you to present to your clients. So there's so many different solutions that are out there. You know, personalized learning paths, a lot of the Cisco certifications or specializations are hard to attain. And a lot of times partners will have to reach out to us several times to ask questions about what's next or how many people do we need to have certified in this area to receive this specialization. You know, we can automate those tasks and help our partners understand through the AI chatbot that we built how to receive those specializations, so they can ask those natural language questions that they would typically ask us. They could ask the chatbot and they'll receive the correct answer with the updated documentation in the back end. One project that I'm really excited about on with the Wikibot is since we are will be in the future, you know, tying the Wikibot to different documents in the back end, we can provide for our clients, you know, they can say, hey, you know, we want information on a certain product line, or we are interested in selling this solution, this go-to-market to our client. So the Wikibot will be able to reach out to their client dealings and their CRM to understand what the client needs. It can go through the model and then connect with the back-end data documentation. And it will be able to present them with a presentation, an automated presentation that's specifically tailored to that client, so that you don't have to manually create that presentation with all the slides that you need, which is for me, that's one of the bottlenecks in my job is, you know, creating those presentations specifically for my partners, to help them understand the power of, what we provide for them in the DevNet practice. So that's one thing I'm really excited about is automated presentations, and that's specifically tailored to the partners and the customers that we need. It's really going to reduce a lot of time that's spent creating those presentations and provide that customized solution that our partners and customers really need. That's super exciting. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, to be honest. There's so much more that we are diving into that we'll be able to show within the coming months. And I'm excited to show all of it.
So for partners looking to introduce AI into their operations, what steps should they take to ensure they are prepared to maximize the benefits rather than just adopting AI for the sake of it?
For partners looking to introduce AI into their operations, effectively, first of all, call us here at TD Synnex, the Revolutions DevNet team. We're here to help you implement AI effectively. That's the first step that we would take. And it's crucial to approach the adoption strategy. And here are key steps to maximize that benefit of AI. So one, I would say define a clear objective and use case, identifying specific business problems or opportunity where AI can add value, prioritize use cases based on potential impact and feasibility, set clear measurable goals for AI implementation. I'd say two, assess data readiness, you know, evaluate the quality, quantity, and accessibility of your data. Identify data gaps and create a plan to address them. Ensure data governance policies are in place to maintain data integrity and security. Three, develop AI literacy across the organization. It's important to educate leadership and employees about AI capabilities and limitations, and provide training to develop AI-related skills within the workforce, and foster a culture of continuous learning and adaption. That's very important as well. It's probably one of the most important things when they say, digital transformation, it comes from the top. That's where this is important to make sure that it does come from the top. Four, it's start small and scale. And that's at TD Synnex, we have the crawl, walk, run methodology. So we help you, no matter what stage you are, we help you implement from that methodology to help you implement at small steps and to scale into go to market and solutions internally that really transform your businesses. And that begins with, pilot projects to test AI applications in a controlled environment, learn from the initial projects before scaling to larger implementations, and using an agile approach to quickly iterate and improve AI solutions. Five, invest in infrastructure. access and upgrade IT infrastructure to support AI implementations and consider cloud-based solutions for scalability and flexibility for companies who have data that they don't want to have on a public LLM model. We have you covered here at TD Synnex. We know how to implement private LLM, which are AI implementations, which don't reach out to a public service, and they are hosted within your own data centers. We have that ability, and we can apply really advanced LLM models. So don't let that be your bottleneck or your excuse for not moving towards AI, because we do have solutions that are private, public, and hybrid solutions, just like the cloud solutions that you know of. Six, build or partner for AI expertise. You can partner with us and can help you build the solutions, or we can help train you, and you can focus on building the solutions internally. Align your AI strategies with business strategies. Ensure AI initiatives support overall business objectives, and involve key stakeholders from various departments in AI planning and implementation, and regularly review and adjust AI strategy to maintain alignment with evolving business needs. And you need to monitor and measure impact, and just make sure that you are working with us to ensure that you're moving your AI business forward in the right way. And that's what we're here at TD Synnex to do.
Thank you, Ruben, for joining us today, and a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in. If you're interested in staying up to date on the latest best practices, lessons learned, and proven strategies for leveraging innovative technology in federal, state, and local government, be sure to visit us at governmenttechnologyinsider.com. I've been your host, Lucas Hunsker, and until next time, so long.